Please rise if you are able, and let us sing our next Easter hymn, which is Christ the Lord is Risen Today. It is found on page number 217 in the red hymnal, if you would like to follow along there. Let us sing.
May our morning offering be an act of gratitude given from merciful and grateful hearts. I invite our ushers to come forward. Thank you. pray. Wonderful, amazing God, we thank that you have raised Jesus Christ from the dead, bringing us the promise of new life. With the dawning of this new day, may we awake to new opportunity to love and serve you and to witness to you whom you have raised. Use us and our offerings to your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now you can tell them. It's been a really hectic week. Something happened and it was very unusual, pretty much beyond description. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm sure that you have heard about Jesus. I was one of his disciples. I'm Simon, though he called me Peter. I love that man. I would have done anything for him, or so I thought. When push came to shove, I failed him. He was arrested, and I watched from a distance, afraid to let anybody know that I knew him, that I was one of his disciples. What's even worse, he told me earlier that night that would happen. I said, no way, I'll even die with you if I have to. But it turned out he was right. I denied that I even knew Jesus. And when I realized what I did, I left. I had to get out of there. I didn't even know where I was going. I just knew I had to go away. And then they crucified Jesus. He didn't do anything wrong, but they crucified him anyway. He'd never done anything wrong. He was sinless. But they killed him. I saw so many things in the time that I spent with Jesus. Once, he took James and John and me up on a mountain. And as he was standing on the mountaintop, he started to get brighter and brighter. His clothes, they became whiter and brighter than anything that I had ever seen in my life. Even his skin seemed like it was glowing. The next thing I knew that there were two other people up there with him. It was Moses and Elijah. I didn't recognize them at first, but I just knew it. I was so excited, I didn't know what to do, and so I just blurted out, let us put up some shelters like we could stay there. I was so excited, so wondrously filled, that I wasn't even sure what I was saying. And then this really thick cloud settled on the mountaintop. And I couldn't see the three of them anymore. And then I heard a thundering voice from the cloud. It was God himself, and he said, this is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. Then almost as fast as it had come, that cloud was gone. And so were Moses and Elijah. They just disappeared. I couldn't even begin to explain it. It just happened. I still can't really believe it happened. I didn't see it. If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I would never have believed it. On the way down the mountain, Jesus told us not to tell anyone about what had happened. And so we didn't. But when we got to the bottom, we found the other disciples in a rather heated discussion with some teachers of the law. And a large crowd had gathered around them to see what was going to happen. Jesus asked what they were talking about. And a man stepped forward saying that he was the father of a boy who was possessed by a demon. The others had tried to cast out the demon, but they couldn't. Then Jesus spoke to the spirit, commanded that it come out, and the spirit left the boy. What the others couldn't do seemed easy for Jesus. Everything was like that. Once we were in the region where my family lived. And so I asked Jesus if we could stop by, as it had been a long time since we were able to be so close. My brother Andrew and I, we hadn't been there. And so I wanted to introduce our family to Jesus. It turns out that when we got there, my wife's mother was really sick. She had stayed in bed all that day and had a really bad fever. She felt terrible. That's not my mother-in-law. If she stays in bed, you know she is really sick. But Jesus walked over to her, and Jesus touched her hand, and immediately the fever left her, and she was all better. I mean, she got up and started taking care of us. She even fed us dinner. I remember sitting there in the house that night, my family and the disciples and me just talking half the night through. But hundreds of people kept bringing sick people, sick family members to Jesus, and Jesus healed them all. I saw Jesus heal so many people, people with illness of all kinds, even people with leprosy. One time, 10 men with leprosy approached Jesus and asked to be healed. He told them to go to the priests and show themselves. And as they walked away, they were healed. All visible signs of leprosy just disappeared. He healed 10 of them at one time, even from a distance. I've even seen him bring people back to life. They had died, but he brought them back. In fact, I saw that 3 times. Once we were on our way to a man's house, a man named Jairus, whose daughter was sick. So we were making our way to his house so Jesus could see her. But we kept getting delayed along the way, and some of his servants finally caught up to us and said, "It's too late. She had died." But Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed." And so Jesus left the rest of us behind, and he took me and James and John, and we went the rest of the way to Jairus' house. It was terrible when we got there. The mourners had circled all the way around the house, moaning and crying and wailing that she had died. And Jesus said, "Stop this. She's not dead, she's just sleeping." And everybody just laughed at him. They all knew that she was dead. So Jesus brought us inside with Jairus, the father, and the mother was there too. Jesus again walked up to that little girl and took her by the hand, and he said, "My child, get up." And sure enough, that little girl got up. Jesus told her parents to get her something to eat, and she ate. She was fine. Amazing. Once he did it for a boy who was already in a coffin being carried out of the village to a tomb. We were entering the village of Nain, and we had stepped aside so the funeral party could pass on by. And Jesus looked at everybody. And then when he saw the boy's mother, I think he felt really sorry for her. He said something to the mother. And then he stepped out and he put his hand on the coffin. And the men who were carrying that coffin stopped. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." Everybody thought he was crazy. But the boy got up, good as new. It was just so unbelievable. The third time had to be the greatest. It was our friend, Lazarus. We all knew Mary and Martha and Lazarus. We visited them every time we were in Bethany. We had gotten to know them real well. And we were away, and we got word that Lazarus was sick. But we couldn't go see him right away. A couple of days later, we got word that Lazarus had died. And we were still a few days away, but Jesus finally decided to go where Lazarus was. And by the time we got there, Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. We got there, and Mary was in the house. I think she just had enough of the people. She was so devastated by her brother's death and all the people and all the crying, she just had to be alone. But Martha was outside, and she came up to greet us. And Jesus said something to the extent of, "Don't worry, he will be raised." We all thought he meant at the resurrection, but he walked over to the tomb and asked that they roll the stone away. And when they did, Jesus spoke, and Lazarus walked out of the tomb. Even though he was dead for about 4 days, he just walked out of the tomb. It was miraculous. I don't know. I've seen so much, so many miracles, so many healings, so many incredible things. And now the latest, and I think the greatest of all. This just happened a week ago. He even raised himself from the dead. He was crucified. He was dead. He was buried in a tomb. But when some of the ladies who were with us went back a few days later, he wasn't there anymore. And then Mary reported seeing him and telling us that we were supposed to wait for him in Jerusalem. And then he came to see us twice. He had told us to stay and wait in that upper room where we had been staying for that time, but I was going stir crazy. I couldn't take it anymore. I'm not a waiting around kind of guy. And so last night, I had just about lost it, and I just had to get out of there. Apparently, everybody else felt the same way because I finally jumped up and said, I'm going fishing. And they all wanted to go with me. And so we all went fishing. It was kind of crazy on the lake that night. It was one of those nights. It was peaceful and quiet, but we didn't catch a thing. We stayed out all night and didn't have anything to show for all those hours. So we were coming in the morning, and there was this guy standing on the shore. We didn't know who it was. I didn't recognize him, but he said, drop the nets on the other side of the boat, and you'll catch some fish. I thought he was crazy. But if I'd learned anything in the last 3 years, it's just to do what you're told, and amazing things have a way of happening. So we threw out the nets on the other side, and we caught so many fish, we couldn't pull the nets back in. It was the largest catch of fish I had ever seen. And then John recognized the man on the shore. It was Jesus. I was so excited to see him, I jumped out of the boat and swam the rest of the way in. And the others came in boat dragging the net full of fish. When we all had got ashore, Jesus had a little fire going in, and we cooked some of the fish. And we sat around eating for a while and talking, and it was great. And after we ate, something a little odd happened. Jesus took me aside, and he started asking me the same question over and over and over. He kept asking me if I loved him. 3 times he asked, and he kept telling me to follow him. The whole thing sounded weird, but I thought about it. I thought a lot about it. I don't know where he is now, and I don't know how I'm going to follow him if I don't know where he is, but I am going to spend the rest of my life trying to figure that all out. I know Jesus is the Messiah, and I am going to do whatever he tells me for the rest of my life. I don't care how hard it is. He died for me, so I am going to live for him. I have a feeling I won't be needing these nets anymore. I don't know where he'll be leading me, but I have a feeling I won't be fishing anymore. If you haven't heard about Jesus, if you don't know Jesus, let me make a suggestion. Find out everything you can about him. Talk to others who know him. And take it from me. He's the one that we've been waiting for. He is the Son of God. And my life has never made more sense than since I've met him. And I don't know where he's going to lead me, but this time I am going to follow him. I'll do whatever he says. And it may seem crazy, but I feel like I'm going to see some pretty amazing stuff happen. why don't you come with me? We'll follow him together. Amen.
Please stand if you are able. And let us sing the Easter hymn, He Lives. Please remain standing as we close our service with a spoken benediction, and then the benediction and song, which is the first verse of Worship Christ the King, that can be found on page number 225 of your red hymnal. So let us sing, He Lives.
Provided flowers here in the chancel. There is a list, in case you don't remember what you ordered, there's a list behind the altar rail, and each of the flowers have a label on them somewhere, so you can pick those up after we finish. May the Lord Jesus Christ, whose arms were spread on the cross to embrace the whole world, and who rose from the grave to proclaim his glory to all, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you on Easter Sunday with his joy and with his peace in your heart. Amen.